You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for Local Spins as we check out music from West Michigan, which means we get to say hello again to John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. So, John, we're starting out with Grayling's son, Jake Allen, and you say he's really a multitasker?
Yeah, and in fact, all three of our artists are from Northern Michigan for this particular segment, and I've spent a lot of time up there this summer, and it actually must be something in the water, because a lot of these regions seem to be producing some amazing artistry, and this guy, Jake Allen, in particular, is a multitasker extraordinaire. If you've ever seen him play guitar, it's sort of jaw-dropping musicianship that he puts into his performances, but he doesn't want it to be regarded as a shtick either. What he really wants to do is represent on guitar and with his instrumentation what he hears in his mind. And this new album that he recently released called Deviant Motions really is an amazing prog pop sort of display. He actually mixed it while he was on the road with the Accidentals, at least part of it. He's been on stage with a lot of other artists. He's in a band called The Cookies. He has his own Jake Allen band. He's been touring a lot across the state. And but the new album really has a pop and a progressive rock sort of feel to it. Really lush stuff. And I have to say that I'm really impressed by what he's been able to do with this particular project.
Well, let's take a listen, Jake Allen. And this is The End of Us from the new album, Deviant Motion.
Inside the ropes, was everything against me? To see me in red is what you need. The reason we were escapes me. The reason we are complacency.
John, you think this album proves that Jake Allen really deserves a national audience?
Yeah, and he's obviously already played places like South by Southwest. He's been on the road, obviously, with the Accidentals and played some pretty high-profile shows. But I think a lot of people are starting to pay attention to his solo work. He'll be performing later this month, actually this weekend, at Farm Fest, which is in Johannesburg. That's east of Gaylord. He'll also be performing at the Hoxieville Music Festival in Wellston, Michigan, on August 17th. We're going to be talking a lot about that Hoxieville, because all three of our artists are performing there this month. That's in the middle of the Manistee National Forest, a very cool setting for a music festival. And then he's heading overseas this fall. He's going to play Lithuania, China, and Japan. So he's going to be able to build an international audience for his music.
Indeed. All right, now we head over to Brother James, also known as...
Jeremy Reisig. This guy is the most upbeat, most uplifting, positive musician I think I've ever met. I've known him for several years. He's from Elk Rapids, Michigan. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He's a looping wizard. And he incorporates all these different styles into his music, you know, hip-hop and rock and pop, soul, funk, reggae, and all of it is just this very uplifting. What he's trying to do is sort of bring people up. And with his new album, Abracadabra, he has a lot of very interesting songs on it that are really all about people being positive and finding the positive side of what they do. It's actually subtitled With These Words I Create, and it comes with a book called With Our Words We Create that explains all the stories behind the songs, and it includes all these encouraging words about being positive and wiping out negativity in your life.
Oh, we can all use that. Well, we're going to listen now to a track from this new album. This is Warrior.
Walk, talk, dance, sing. What is it that I'm meant to bring? My features built for adventure. Loving one another is in my nature. Hands, hair, eyes, skin. So much strength that's living within my teacher. Growing deeper, running with the land. I am a leader. I got the courage in me. Let go and let it release. Don't stop from feeling it. It's time for me to break the stone. I feel my fire inside. I'm growing up in this life. And to the human that I need to be, I know that I am alone. I'm brave. I got what it takes. I am a warrior. I'm brave. It's time to make it.
could change. I am a warrior.
Now, you say Brother James does a lot of work with schools and with kids.
Children absolutely love his performances. He is such an engaging guy on stage. And of course, he does a lot of looping and uses other instruments in his music. And so I think that really captivates the audience. And plus, his message is so uplifting. Kids really respond to that. But adults do too. And he's going to be performing, as I said, at Hoxieville on August 17th and 18th. He often performs with his brother who plays drums.
It's a beautiful, beautiful sound. And now we head over to the Traverse City singer-songwriter Joshua Davis. That name sounds familiar, and if you watch broadcast TV, it's because he finished third on The Voice in 2015. I actually spoke to Joshua a year ago. He was releasing his album, The Way Back Home, and I guess he's busy because he's got a new release in the works?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about Joshua Davis. He's from Traverse City, and as you said, he released a solo album. This was his first full-length album. He released it last year following his big appearance on The Voice. But this new project is really special. I have to say that it really represents the raw, down-to-earth flavor of Joshua Davis in a way that some of his other recordings maybe haven't. He recorded it at the Goon Lagoon Studio in Grand Rapids, which is an all-analog studio, and it's almost all entirely cover songs. And as he puts it, he wanted to really... There's all these songs that he's loved, and a lot of them are not familiar cover songs. A lot of people might not recognize some of these tunes, but he does songs by Tom Waits, Townes Van Zandt, St. Vincent, and then he has a couple of Michigan buddies like Jen Siggett and Dave Fetzer, picks off a couple of the songs by them as well. And it was recorded in just 2 days. It features his longtime Michigan musical chums, Mike Lynch, Michael Shimon, and Drew Howard, and they were laid down in one or two takes with no computer screens, you know, no auto-tune. It was just, it's a beautifully imperfect and very heartfelt piece of work.
And what song from Secondhand have you chosen for us to hear?
So this is Rex's Blues. It's a song by Townes Van Zandt, the late and very well-respected Texas songwriter. And it's not surprising to me that he would choose something by Townes Van Zandt, but the way in which he performs this, I think, is really special.
Ride the blue and hide free. She'll lead you down through misery. Leave you low, come time to go. Alone and low as low can be. If I had a nickel, I would find a game. If I won a dollar, I would make it rain. If it rained an ocean, I would drink it dry. Lay me down to satisfy.
That is not a lot of buffing and polishing. It is out there the way it was made.
Absolutely. And the producer on this, Tommy Schichtel, of the studio where this was actually created, has a real knack for being able to just get the raw energy and the real authentic sort of performance out of people that are in Goon Lagoon.
And as I take a look here, it looks like Joshua is really making the most of the Michigan summer festivals.
Absolutely. As I said, he'll be playing Hoxieville. That'll be on August 17th. He plays the Porcupine Mountain Music Festival on August 24th. Wheatland, obviously the granddaddy of music festivals in Michigan, that's in Remus on September 8th and 9th. And then the Earthwork Harvest Gathering outside Lake City on September 21.
All kinds of great dates, which you can find out the dates and all kinds of things about today's artist by going to localspins.com, which of course is edited and published by the one and only John Sinkovich. John, it's always fun. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. It's a great excuse to head on the road and hit some of these music festivals and embrace what's happening in Michigan.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.